Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in Western Australia. This time, I'm mobile, recording in a different way. So you're going to hear a lot of different sounds in the background. And I apologise, but also I'd like to explain what I'm doing today. I'm finding less and less time at home to record podcasts. Normally I would sit down and record a podcast in the relative quiet of home. But of late I've been working, and the only free time I have is the commute between home and work and work and home. So I decided I would do a recording on the way to work and see how it sounds. Now, it's going to be different in the sense that there's lots of noises in the background. I just turned right onto a road, so you probably heard the indicator. You can probably hear the engine. The other thing is it's recorded in mono, and that produces a different kind of depth in the sound space. So what I'm going to do afterwards, if I can, through the magic of technology, is expand the space and give you back some stereo. So if I count to 1, 2, 3, voila, there's your stereo. Gee, I hope that worked, I don't know. Today's podcast is about dealing with your sexless marriage through meditation. Some time ago, one of my listeners contacted me and wrote something of what they were doing to cope with their sexless marriage. You've heard me talk about all the options to a sexless marriage, solving the problems, that is, having counselling, getting a divorce, having an affair, or just getting used to the whole idea of not having sex for the remaining part of your life. Well, there are a lot of people out there who don't want to get divorced, who don't want to have an affair, and they've tried all the counselling in the world and it hasn't changed anything. Or if it did, it only changed it for a short time and then everything went back to the way it was before counselling took place. So this guy wrote to me and said that the way he deals with his sexless marriage is through meditation. Now, I never even thought about that when I had my sexless marriage. It was such a foreign thing to me. But then I got to thinking it wasn't entirely foreign to me, because when I was a teenager, I did experience a type of meditative process through a friend who was into astral planning, of all things. Back in the 80s, astral planning was all the rage, at least it was with the kids at school, the kids that I went to school with anyway. And I remember saying to my friend, astral planning, what is that? And she explained it to me. I said, well, how do you get to that state where you can leave your body and go somewhere else? And she explained to me the meditative process. And then I practiced it. Now, I can't say that I ever astral planed. I think I visualized myself traveling to different places, but I don't think I actually went there. Who knows? I'm sure there's a listener tuning in today who will have something to say about astral planing. But given this is a sexless marriage podcast, I'm not going to digress from the topic at hand. What I wanted to talk to you about was the processes of meditation. What's the whole idea of doing it in the first place as far as a sexless marriage is concerned? Well, the idea is, of course, to reboot the brain, reboot the mind, get it into a better state so that you can cope with the challenges of the day. And it doesn't have to be specifically about sexless marriage stress. It can be about financial stress. It can be about family, work, commitments, travel, time constraints, and all the other things that go along with modern day living. In this context, we're going to be talking about sexless marriages. And when my young lady friend told me about her process to meditation, I asked her to explain how she got to that point so that I might be able to experience. And it was very simple. And I know that there are multiple ways to meditate. If you go online, you can find other ways to get to this singular thought thing. Or calming of the mind. But the way she taught me went something like this. You lie down on a bed, put your hands to your side. You go to a quiet space where there's no distractions. You breathe three times deeply and making each breath progressively longer than the last. So you start with a relatively short one and then a little bit longer and then a little bit longer again. And then think of your toes, just your toes. And when enough time has passed, think of your toes being disconnected from your feet. And when you've been able to convince your mind that your toes no longer exist on the ends of your feet, then start working on your feet. Think of your feet. Think of them disconnecting from your body and floating away. And then do it to your legs, your waist, your torso, your arms, and then your head, until eventually you're all encompassed in this whole floaty, free-flowing state. Now, that's where the astral planing business is supposed to happen, but this is also the same technique many apply to get to that singular thought process that is supposed to help us with our daily activities by rebooting the mind. What you can do instead of trying to astral plane, at this point, what you would do is start looking at focusing on one thing. As far as sexless marriages would be concerned, I would recommend acceptance. The acceptance of the way things are, the way the universe is, the way we have to go to work and earn a living, the fact that we have to pay taxes and bills and, you know, obey road rules. I mean, that's very applicable today. While I'm talking, I'm driving, so I'm having to watch my speed, watch the cars, stay in between the lines, and do all the right things for the road and by other drivers. So there's a lot of things that we have to conform to in our life, and a singular thought would be acceptance, all-encompassing, including the sexless life that's been incorporated into your world. And then sit in that state, if you can, for 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. That's all it takes. And then wake yourself up. Take a deep breath, get up, feel refreshed, and get on with your day. The first time I did it, it was pretty hard. I found it was very difficult to quiet the mind. There's so many things you want to think about. You don't even know it. I was a teenager back then. I wanted to play with friends. I wanted to play with the cat and the dog. I wanted to go for a ride on my bicycle. I was thinking about school holidays. I was thinking about my homework. I was thinking about a whole lot of things. And it's hard to quieten the mind. It doesn't get any easier when you're an adult, because you have more influences in your life that are begging of your time. The second time you do it, it's not so difficult. The third time you do it, it's less difficult. And as you go on, it becomes easier and easier. And the processes of getting from letting go of your toes to letting go of your entire body gets quicker. And you get into that meditative one thought process sooner. And like I said, you can apply it to anything. Acceptance, if that's what you want. Acceptance, love, you could use emotion of romance. If you're a religious person, you could focus your attention on God or whichever God you pray to. And that will allow your brain to disconnect from all the noise that's around itself and reboot, like rebooting a computer or a phone. Refreshes everything, deletes some of the stuff that's been hanging around, and allows a lot more speed and efficiency to take place in the thought process of the day. I think 2 to 3 sessions per week would be good, but you might only find time for one. You might find that one time is enough to get you through, and then another individual might have to do it 5 times just to get on top of things. Now, if you get involved in doing this whole meditative thing and it works for you, drop me a line. You know where you can get hold of me. I'm at michaelformanwriting.com. That's michaelformanwriting.com. That's where all my writing goes. when I'm talking about sexless marriages and the narratives that I put into my novels, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. But if you want to write to me, go to michaelformanwriting.com and I will be able to see the messages come through there. And I might even use some of the content you hand me in a later podcast. If there's enough people talking about one particular subject, I'll bring it up on an episode and see whether we can nut it out a little bit more. Because there's so many things. I mean, this whole meditation thing came to me via a listener, and they said it worked well. They didn't say it was perfect. They said it worked well. Well, what do you think? Are you a meditative kind of person? Is that something you've incorporated into your world already for other things? Could you apply it to your sexless marriage? Are you already applying it to your sexless marriage? Does it work? Drop me a line. There are multiple ways that you can get hold of me. I know that Spotify, I think, allows to have messages sent back upstream. I know the previous anchor.fm used to do that. I don't know whether Spotify does it. Some of the apps may allow you to do it because it goes out to everywhere. I was very surprised when my listener came to me and said that meditation works for him, mostly works for him. As I said, I'd never even considered it when I was in that sexless marriage nearly 20 years ago now. And I can tell you that by getting out of it, everything improved. But there's a whole bunch of reasons why people don't get out of their marriages. For one, they are still in love with their partners. They don't want to divorce them. They don't hate or despise their partners. In most cases, the partners, if you leave the bedroom issues out of it, they're wonderful people. That's the reason why they got involved with them in the first place. But there's other reasons. Money ties, children, family expectations, religion. Pride is a big one. Pride. I don't want to let go of my partner because I'm very proud of where we got ourselves. And I don't want to let go of that. It's important to me to keep it. Try meditation. See where you go with that. I would say you'd have to give it a few months before you see the effects of it. It's not something that you're going to feel right away. This is purely for you. You do it for yourself and yourself alone. You can't make your partner go to the bedroom to perform sex. They're not interested. You cannot force them to do it. But what you can do is look at changing yourself. And meditation might allow you to change a little part of you. Take away some of that frustration, some of that jadedness if you've been developing it. I know I was jaded. By the end of my marriage, I was terribly jaded. I was too far gone to come back from that. Now there's another item that I would like to talk to you about, but I'm running out of time. I'm almost at work and I know that I'm going to have to shut the recording system down very shortly as I pull into the driveway. But I do know that there is another tool that you can employ to make yourself feel better about your sexless marriage. And it came to me earlier on this week. It's about imagery. Imagining you having intimacy. But I'll talk to you about that in another podcast episode. Probably tomorrow's podcast episode if everything goes really well with today's recording. At the top of the podcast, I mentioned that I was an author. Well, what am I an author of? Well, self-help sexless marriage literature is not my thing. I like to write stories that contains sexless marriages. My first novel, Seethings, S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G-S, is a psychological thriller that centralizes its narrative around a sexless marriage. You may see some of yourself and your partner inside the characters and the narrative within the book. A few people have written to me and have said, oh, that's me all over. That's my wife all over. That's my kids all over, and that's my family dynamic all over. It's an entertaining read. It's not a self-help book. It's a novel. Seethings, S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G-S, and it's available from smashwords.com. Smashwords.com, available free for you for a limited time, and it's downloadable right now. yes right now. So you would go to smashwords.com, type in the word Seedlings or Michael Forman, author, and you will be led directly to my novels. I've got a couple up there, and Seedlings is free for a limited time. I hope you enjoy reading the content in Seedlings. It's a psychological thriller. I said that before, so it's a heavy slog, but you've got a fairly heavy slog ahead of you in your marriage. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you read the book. Well, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. Just remember, wherever you are in the world, night or day, it can always rain on your parade. I'll see you later.